At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Welcome back to the Junks. Coming up later, Mike Rizzo will join us. We'll talk about the Nats. They split a doubleheader yesterday out at Nats Park. And Brent Johnson, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network, he will join us a bit later. That's coming up at 9:25. We'll recap game one further with him as the Caps dropped a 2-1 tough loss at Capital One Arena. Let's head out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're joined by our friend Joe Beninati, Capitals play-by-play voice for the Washington Capitals on Monumental Sports Network. Joe B., good morning. How are you?
Hey, Cakes. I was better about 24 hours ago.
Yeah. I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Hey, Joe B., I was watching the Caps pregame on Monumental yesterday. That was an awesome crowd out there out in front of the arena when you guys were on stage. Incredible.
Bish, you never have to worry about the fans here in D.C. You never do. And I know they'll be great again tomorrow in trying to help push their team back to get level in this series. But, no, when we were out there, you know, the interaction that we have with them during commercial breaks or in the lead up to the show is kind of cool. And yesterday was an all hands on deck kind of show for us. So we had everybody out there and the fans are, you know, begging to shake hands and take pictures and talk hockey and just wonderful. And then when the light comes on, they get loud. And I'm glad you guys could appreciate it. And we sure do appreciate them.
Joe, I'm not a good fan because I watched that game yesterday and I was like, I don't know. This is like, sometimes it's just bad matchups. It is, to me, screams bad matchup, and I know you can't say that after one game. I get it. I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. But that was like a really bad matchup to me. We might be able to out-hit them in game two, but I don't know how we're going to be able to correct all the other things. Them having the puck forever. Them, I mean, they just fire pucks at people. That's what they do. Their penalty kill, which was number one going in, and I was like, okay, that's daunting. I've never seen a more atrocious power play than the last one that we had. To me, it seems overwhelming, and I know I'm a bad fan, but I'm just telling you what I think.
No, you're not a bad fan, and that's the first impression when you look at a game like that. But here's the deal. It's not as if it came unexpectedly, and to me, that means both coaching staff and player pool know what the countermeasures are to relieve some of this pressure. The word surrounding Carolina EB is pressure packed everywhere, relentless, yeah. Every line,
yes.
Every D pair. Mm. So you know that that's going to happen. Can you use their pressure against them? Mm-hmm. Football analogy. It's like you're facing a zero blitz all the time.
Right. I got it.
Okay. Those zero blitzes are going to get home and they're going to do their thing. But how do you make them pay for doing that?
Right.
Now that's what we have to find out in the next 24 hours, 36 hours leading up to game time. And they've done it before. They've beaten Carolina before. They've seen it. Here's the crazy thing. A lot of what Carolina does and Washington does systemically, EB, is the same. They just have an extra gear, and it's called speed. It's called youth. Wherever you want to go, they are relentless in their approach, and that comes from Brindamore, and they've got some young Tigers who really turn it up. And the one thing I noticed, it's so different for me approaching a game that I'm not calling, when I'm literally watching it from the press box or seeing it from a luxury suite when we're in there talking to clients, all of a sudden you notice, wow, Carolina's defense, their back six in particular, and this is not to throw shade on Montreal. There's a reason why Carolina finished second in the East to Washington. Their defense is so good, bigger than Montreal's, more mobile even to some degree. Brent Burns at 40 years old can still really play. There are a lot of obstacles, EB, but there are ways to counteract those.
Joe, Logan Thompson was great last night. It's a crime that on ESPN they gave him second star of the game. They gave the first star to Jacob Slavin because he had the overtime game winner. Whatever. Logan Thompson was the reason the Caps were still in that game. My question is, how good was Frederik Andersen? Because we don't really know, because the Caps only put 14 shots on net. I feel like you can take advantage of him, but not if you're only firing less than 15 shots on the cage.
Yeah, but Cakes, you're going to have to be really economic in this series. You're not going to have 20, 30 chances per game. You know, you're not going to. Stylistically, they are able to. There's no team in the league, Cakes, Bish, EB, no team in the league that spends more time in the offensive end than Carolina. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they have the puck the whole time, but you constantly feel like the ice is tilted towards Logan. And how do you beat that? There are ways to beat that. They will figure that out. You're talking about Frederik Andersen, and there are a lot of people who think, oh, that's the weak link. Not necessarily. When Frederik is healthy, and that's the key, when he's healthy, he's awfully good. He has just been so beset by injuries for so many years, regardless of the city in which he's played, that he hasn't been around all that much. When he's on, he's a 6'5" threat. How do you beat him? You got to move him. And to me, there has to be more sustained pressure. Yes, I get it. The goal that they scored last night, the Caps scored with Protas off the rush, that is something that seems to creep up from time to time on Freddie, that if you can create 2-on-1s, if you can create 3-on-2s, yeah, Joe, that's with any goaltender. But statistically, you're seeing that maybe Andersen is susceptible there, but more than anything, he's a monster-sized individual who you have to make move. If you let him dig in, he's going to cut down angles. He's going to make saves. They've got to move him around in game two.
Joe B., you obviously called all of the regular season games against Carolina, and I was just kind of going through the box scores and the team stats in those games, and Carolina outshot, and I guess we're not surprised by this, they outshot the Caps in all of those games, even though the Caps won two of them. One of those losses was the 33 total penalties, where the Carolina Hurricanes had 8 power plays. I mean, that was just a disaster, that game, I'm sure. How can the Caps, just based on those 4 regular season games and yesterday, I don't see the Caps outshooting the Canes.
They're not going to.
But what can they do to increase the puck possession in Carolina's zone? That's the big thing.
Right. So you'll hear the Caps in the next day and a half talking about having to out Carolina. So when you get the puck, first things first, you have to get out of the defensive zone. One reason why Washington was much better this season, their breakouts. It's moving the puck from defense to offense is a breakout of your zone. Carolina's forecheck is what's pressure-packed and makes the defenders work harder to get the puck out. I'll use another football analogy. The Caps' passing game was nowhere near up to par last night. They had difficulties stringing 2 and 3 passes together at a time at any stage in the game. Some of that's Carolina, some of that's Washington. The Caps will be sharper. Defensively, the 6 guys on the back end have to be better at finding passing lanes out of the zone. Again, I'll keep using quarterback football analogies. There are windows to move the puck. And here you go again, another quarterback analogy. Those blitzes are coming at you. So you don't have as much time. The reads have to be faster, cleaner, crisper. These are things that are going to get better as the series goes along. They have to, or else it'll be a quick series. In Carolina, in Raleigh, that proposes a totally different scenario because they're incredible on home ice. That's why game two now becomes a must.
Correct.
But for me, the shots question, Jason, It's always been, for the last, 15 plus years, go back to pre-cup time for the Capitals, it's quantity over quality. Brendan Moore just insists on everything goes to the net, guys. When we have the chance, everything goes to the net. Whereas I think a lot of skill teams sit there and go, okay, we don't favor the quantity as much as let's get quality chances and convert.
Right.
And that goes back to where I started with Cakes at the top of the discussion. The Caps have to be more efficient. You're not going to get very many chances. When you get them, you got to bury them. Conversely, Carolina's going to throw everything at Logan. There's going to be a lot of easy saves for Logan. There are going to be a lot of difficult saves for him. I thought in the first 30 minutes especially, I loved the way he was controlling pucks. He was, everything was sticking to him. The glove was terrific. Thompson was fantastic. If you don't have Thompson last night, it's a 4 or 5 goal loss. But there are ways to sit there and just analytically parse through this and go, wow, they had 90 shot attempts. That shouldn't surprise anybody. That's what they do. How do you counteract that? The Caps will figure that out.
Joe, the highs and lows of Protas last night. You talked about his first career playoff goal to lead off the scoring, but then he had the terrible turnover where instead of clearing the puck up the ice, he turned it back in towards Logan. Alexiev mishandled it. He couldn't quite keep it on his stick blade, and it goes right to Stankoven, who has a wide-open shot. How bad did you feel for Protas in that spot, especially after you feel great for him for scoring that first goal for the Caps?
Yeah, I thought he was moving really well. I watched him all week, and he's moving much better than he did in the Game 5 of the Montreal series. I know he's going to be a factor. I have to pose this question to Spencer or others on the staff or throughout the dressing room. The Caps, again, when you are pressured in the defensive zone, more often than not, guys, the easy way out is along the boards. Mm-hmm. They take the boards away, so they feel like they force you to funnel to the middle. That pass from Protas is a tough catch for Alexiev in any stretch. And Alexiev is wearing a full face shield, which makes it sort of uncomfortable to see pucks at your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time he's ever worn that as a professional. I asked him, it's ironic, I asked him yesterday, did you wear that in junior? No, it's a visor. They look like a pro player would look in the junior ranks. So he's still getting and finding some comfort with that face mask. I'm not blaming that on this play. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of stress that's going to come if you keep breaking out the middle. And Protas forced that one to the middle right in front of Logan. A lot of things can go wrong there, and that one blew up in their face.
So you already said that Game 2 is a must-win. I would agree. If they go down 0-2, going down to Raleigh, I think the series is over. I'm not saying they'll get swept, but I think the series is over. Did that kind of surprise you, the way that Carolina completely dominated the game statistically, not by the score, but statistically? Did that surprise you?
No, Bish, they have it in them. Right. I understand why people, there are a lot of people who are giving Carolina the edge. The betting public, I'm sure, was giving Carolina the edge.
Oh,
in
yeah,
this.
Definitely. Yep.
I firmly believe this is a 7-game series.
Wow.
And I think that Washington will find a way to win Game 2, we'll find a way to split in Raleigh, and then you're going to have a best of three, and you're going to have home ice. I feel like Carolina, personnel-wise, definitely can beat Washington. That last night was a perfectly scripted, executed road game. Good on you. There's 7 of them. Hopefully there's 7 of them. And if the Caps play better, which I firmly expect that they will, and execute better and create some of, maybe it's just the expression is give Carolina some of its own medicine.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Washington is the heavier team. The question is, can you make Carolina's six on defense go back, feed them to the glass, pressure them, make them feel like the quarterback in the pocket in the zero blitz? That's what we do. That's what the Capitals do when they're at their best. Now, they were out-executed last night, and that's what's on the table for everybody in the meeting rooms today, on the practice ice today. What is the counterbalance? What is the countermeasure to this? We've done it before, guys. We can do it again. We'll figure this out. We have to. Yeah, you don't want to lose two. You don't want to lose serve both times at home. Absolutely not. You have to go into Raleigh. In my mind, you need to go into Raleigh with a split and then go down there with the intentions of splitting with them. Oh, by the way, they won, I believe, 31 times at home in the regular season. Realize it's a totally different time. Tournament time is different, but it's not going to be a walk in the park in Raleigh. But I just think that this is split, and it's going to become a short series best of three. I sure cross my fingers and hope. Judging by what you saw last night, a lot of people will sit there and go, no, Carolina in five. Mm-hmm. I see it. I understand it. But I think you're going to see a much different, much better Washington team tomorrow.
I certainly hope so. Joby, thanks for the time. We miss you on the call, obviously, you and Locker. But it's good to hear your voice again. We'll talk to you again soon.
My pleasure, guys. Chins up.
Yeah,
all right.
That's
thank
Joe
you,
Beninati,
buddy.
Caps play-by-play voice for Monumental Sports Network. Our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Nats president and general manager Mike Rizzo. That's coming up at 9 here on The Junks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.